5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From Labradoodles to Cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
Today we bring on the show Craig DeFrancia, and you may know his name because he's Marshall Romano on the hit show Power on Stars, and also Dominic in last year's Best Picture Award winner, The Green Book. And now he's appearing in probably the most highly anticipated film of the year, no question about that, in theaters limited, and then on Netflix starting November 28th. Of course, everybody knows The Irishman, which the cast is literally incredible. It takes you back to the old days of Goodfellas and Casino, and it's the reviews already for the people who have seen this thing say it's going to be the movie of the year, and Craig is in it, so we're very excited to have him in and on Fantasy Sports Today. And Craig, thank you for coming on with Joe and I. How are you?
Craig and Joe, guys, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk some sports and some film.
Well, let's start off with this. What is it like holding an Academy Award in your hand as an actor who worked so many years to achieve that? I know, really, what an incredible moment it must have been for you last year.
Wow. I mean, you know, we won 3 Academy Awards last year, and to hold 2, I really wanted to grow another arm to hold the other. But fortunately, I couldn't do that. But to actually, you know, I was at the Palladium at a private party for the announcement when I was in California, and to watch Julia Roberts come out and announce The Green Book was a euphoric experience that I cannot explain. For an actor, it's like winning, you know, for an actor, I guess I could compare it to an athlete winning the Super Bowl. You know, it was just a euphoric experience that, I mean, I laughed, I cried, I screamed up and down the aisles, and the accolades and the pictures and the carpets. It's been a huge blessing, and I'm hugely thankful for the entire experience and working with those guys and Nick Vallelonga and Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali, to name a few. Nick Vallelonga, those guys, it's a true story, and they deserve it. They deserve it. I mean, you know, they put the time, the effort, the work, and this has been a project that's been around for quite some time, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. It was a really, really great film, a great experience.
Now, Craig and I have known each other for almost 20 years. We went to acting school together at the Esper Studio in New York. And can you imagine that? 20 years, baby. And I'm so proud because nobody's ever hustled and worked more than you and just continuing, always out there, always, you know, plugging along. So when I see success of guys like you in this industry, it makes me happy because I know how hard you work. And, you know, we're on that trail together for many, many years. And it's so great to see you have success. And now here you are working with Scorsese. So here you go, the Italian from New York, the actor, playing a mobster, playing Carmine Persico in a Scorsese film, the ultimate cliche, but at the same time, there's got to be a little bit of like wish fulfillment in there, right? For the, I'm the Italian guy who gets to be, who grew up watching The Godfather and Goodfellas and all that stuff. And now you get to work with Scorsese in it, in a film about mobsters. I mean, it's kind of, although it's cliche, it's amazingly fun. And I'm sure you were excited about it, but tell me, what was it like being on set here with Scorsese and his process? Because I'm sure, you know, like just like the great coaches, the Belichicks of the world, the Harbaughs of the world, what's it like being on a set and watching this guy work his craft?
No, man. First and foremost, I'm in the film. Don't blink because you'll miss me. They do the hit on Albert Anastasia, which is, it's a very dramatic, expressive swooping shot. Only Scorsese has the eye for. And I guess, you know, being on set, I was on set. I shot the last day of shooting.
Wow.
It was the last day. I got cast the last day of casting, and then I shot actually on the last day. So, and I was talking to my agent, you know, I got to get into this film. I feel I'm right, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, it finally happens, and it was a blessing. But to get back to your question, Joe, to work with Mr. Scorsese was a dream come true, man. First, you know, when you get there, you're like, holy cow, this is Marty, and I'm actually working with him. You know, you got to get over that.
Did you call him Marty? You called him Mr. Yeah. I know you too well. Did you call him Marty?
No, I called him Mr. Scorsese.
Yeah,
told me to call him, you know. Always, I mean, he's a legend, so he deserves all the accolades and all the respect. So when I first got there, he was very nice, very warm, very welcoming. And then once we got over that, we got right to work. You know, we started talking about marks and where the camera's going to be, and action and intention and all the good things that Bill taught us back in school, which was really great. He's a fundamental. He works with fundamentals and keeps it basic. You know, we talk about objectives and things like that, and it went right from there. But I have to tell you, to watch him watching the monitors was amazing. I've never seen somebody one with film as much as Mr. Scorsese was. I mean, Joe and Craig, he is so animated while he's watching the dailies. Like, he's making facial expressions up, down, out of the seat, sitting back in the seat. Like, he's almost childlike in his approach, because his love and passion is just so exuberant that it just exudes out of his body. And it's amazing to watch. And it was one of the best experiences I've had so far in my career.
Craig DeFrancia is with us. You can catch him on the hit show Power, and also has a role in the upcoming movie The Irishman, which you've had a chance to see. And so we don't do spoilers on this show, Craig, clearly. But the reviews for the movie take us back to one of the best mob movies of all time in Goodfellas. There's like the meters are like 99% positive on this one. And yet there are people thrown off when they hear that this movie's 3 hours. So I would ask you, without giving away everything in the movie, is this going to live up to the hype from what people are talking about?
I'm not a big believer in hype. I like to form my own opinions. Even when a film will get not so savvy reviews, I will go see it and form my own opinion. However, I've seen the film twice. 3.5 hours goes by and it feels like an hour and a half. You're so engaged in this film. You're so want to be a part of this film, into this film, that the time is of the essence. You don't even feel it. It's a really, really great piece of film. And, you know, for all of the all-star cast that has been incorporated in this film, it really comes out. And there are so many scene stealers. I mean, Joe Pesci is absolutely amazing in it. Al Pacino is great. And also Harvey Keitel is in it.
It's like all the whole crew, like all the guys from all the movies. It's just unbelievable. Pesci doesn't get enough credit as an actor, just generally speaking. I feel like you go back and you watch Raging Bull, you go back and you watch Casino, you go back and you watch Goodfellas. Pesci's that's, you know, everybody talks about De Niro, but I feel like Pesci doesn't get enough credit, right, Craig?
Agreed, 100%. You know, I mean, De Niro's performance is amazing. You know, I really felt like Joe Pesci really came into his own. And I mean, he played the silent Don, he played Buffalino, but he really encompassed him. He says it without saying it. His actions and his mannerisms, that's the key. and he really comes across like a tough guy, but very quiet.
Well, look, you know, growing up in some of the neighborhoods I know we grew up in, we experienced some of these characters, should I say, firsthand. And certainly fun to, you know, see people's interpretations. And that's why theirs are so good, because they grew up there too. And I think that's why they have such a different take. It's so much more realistic and in many ways more terrifying. Now, speaking of terrifying, I know you're a Giants fan, so it's been a rough couple of years for you. So I want to talk about this because I feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel here. I understand there's still some L's piling up, but you've made the transition out of Daniel Jones. I know not everybody was super excited about this draft pick. Many Giant fans were not. Are you happy so far? You see Saquon, you see Daniel Jones. Do you see future here where, yeah, it might be a lot of L's this season, but maybe a brighter 2020 on the horizon for the Giants?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a frame. We have Daniel Jones. You know, I really loved his performance. I watched him in the preseason. I'm like, this kid is spot on. I was a little skeptical, obviously, as everyone else was when the pick came out. I'm like, but the Giants, you know, that's their job. That they obviously know a lot more than me about football and about picks than myself. So I trust in them, and I embraced him as a Giant. Watched him in preseason, enjoyed his throws, enjoyed his accuracy. Granted, he is a rookie. Rookies will make mistakes. He's going to throw picks. I know that. That's inevitable. I've accepted that. However, with him and Barkley, and with the addition of Golden Tate, he's fantastic. I mean, you know, we have a really good core crew. Now we just have to put everything together and hopefully get a win. It's tough. I don't see us going anywhere this year. However, I know next year we'll do something for us.
Craig DeFrancia is with us, and The Irishman comes out on Netflix on November the 28th. And you guys who subscribe to Netflix can catch it. Otherwise, get on that now. You can also catch Craig in the TV show called Power. I'm sure many people are aware of that as well. Now, from what I understand, the weekends, Craig, when you're not acting, are spent with maybe having some action on games. I don't know if that's correct or incorrect. In New Jersey, and now it is legal.
Yeah, I dabble.
Of course.
In New Jersey, it's legal. In New York, it's the guy on the corner, I'm sure. So what kind of season are you having this year? Are you up? Are you down?
I'm up. I'm having actually a good season this year, knock on wood. Last week, I hit a couple of parlays, which was a lot of fun, and pushed down a couple. I'm a big fan of, like, I'll do a three-team parlay and then hedge at the second for the last game. Ooh, okay. This way, it's a guaranteed W if I hit the first two. Okay. Oh yeah.
And what kind of figures are we throwing around here, Craig? Come on.
You don't ask a man about his figures.
Well, you know, we don't talk about that, but yeah, you know, I do play, and I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it a lot.
You're whack for that question, Mish. What are you doing?
Well, listen, I got my own
Joe Pete. Wasn't he brief?
Yeah, you know, Craig, I got my own Joe P here on the show. Not Pesci, Pesapia, you know?
Yeah.
I got my own guy. What was Joe like, by the way, in acting school with you?
Let me tell you something. I'm so glad you asked that, because we got off a tangent and Joe started mentioning acting school, and I wanted to talk about Joe's performances in acting school. Let me tell you something. Joe is a great actor. His independent activities, we do some exercises in class. Joe is a fantastic actor. I remember some of his independent activities were so unique and so memorable that they're still imprinted in my brain, and I still refer to them these days. I mean, Joe was one of the top three in the class, and wow. I'm not just blowing smoke. That's from the heart. That's from the heart, Joe, and I mean that with all my heart.
I look forward. I'm going to come out of retirement one time just to go do something with you. I've already said that. That's it. That's the guy that gets me out of retirement is my buddy Craig. That's about it.
Well, good. Well, I'm working on it. On a couple of projects too, so we would definitely talk.
Oh, look at that. See, now you'll be interviewing me next time, Mish. See what's going on here?
There it is. There it is. Okay, so Craig, before we wrap up here, you know, tell people kind of about, you know, what, besides the great movie that we're going to get a chance to see on November the 28th, where also can people find you, whether it's in movies or on the small screen, big screen? Let people know.
Well, you guys can follow me at Craig DeFrancia on Instagram. That's for all my latest projects and stuff like that. I have a role in this film directed by Jeremy Guyer, which is called The Sound of Philadelphia, which I was on location in South Philly for 2 weeks, which is really, really a dark, dark mob story about – it's not really a mob story, but it's, you know, this guy – gets his sister's killed, and he wants to find out who killed his sister and why. And it's going to be a really amazing film. I'm really glad to be a part of that. That's going on. I also executive producing a reality TV show called Vinyl Garage, which I'm shopping right now. And myself and Larry Mazza, who I met on set of The Irishman, and myself and Larry are in the scene together with Killing of Abbott Anastasia. He is an actual Columbo made member captain in the Columbo crime family. And Mr. Scorsese and Mr. De Niro are in talks right now of doing his life story, which Larry has been kind enough to ask me to come aboard and produce, as well as play one of the roles in this episodic, which is happening within the next 6 months. And that's the one I'm talking to you about, Joe. That's the one you're going to be in.
I'm ready, baby. Say when. I still got the goods, and I'm more handsome now than I was even then. So there you go.
That's debatable for sure. But other than that,
face for radio, Mish.
Hanging out with me on internet radio, Craig. But thanks, Craig. Thanks again for coming on. Really appreciate it. Best of luck with all of your projects, and thanks for taking the time today here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll look forward to seeing the movie on the 28th of November. I know that I will be catching it as soon as it drops. Thanks again.
Thanks, brother.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day and keep smiling.
All right. There he is. Craig DeFrancia with us here on the show. The Irishman, November the 28th on Netflix. We'll be right back on Fantasy Sports Today with the best of the first hour. Don't go away.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.